Marcus Skinner, care of the English department, Stanford University. Dear Mr. Skinner, my name is Sean Brumder, and I think you are a total genius. I live in California, in a place called Orange County.
A year ago, I was just another Orange County surfer, spending my days at the beach with my buddies, playing volleyball, and spending my nights around a bonfire partying. School was always a walk for me. I did pretty well without trying too hard.
Two brothers, a tropical storm, 3 miles off Laguna. Let's go, dude, surf's up.
But I was easily distracted.
What about next period?
20 footers, man! Screw your period!
20 footers?
Then, last April, me and my crew drove out to Emerald Cove to catch some major tsunami waves.
I don't know, you guys.
Dude, face the fear!
This is
dead. Righteous.
Close your eyes and
Lonnie always said that he wanted to die eating foam in a massive wipeout. But I bet he's up in heaven right now. After Lonnie drowned, I did some heavy meditating. I thought, maybe there's more to life than extreme sports and trying to get laid. Maybe there's a bigger purpose for me, and I've just been too high to figure it out. I was sitting on the beach, totally cogitating. I looked down, and there in the sand was a copy of your book. It was like a sign, like your book was calling out to me.
Read me.
For the next few days, I read it from cover to cover. Your book totally captured what it's like to be a teenager, the excitement, the confusion, the horniness. Sometimes I laughed so hard I thought I was going to puke and die. And other times I cried.
Sean?
I read your book 52 times that month, and I finally realized what I wanted to do with my life. I want to be a writer. I've been writing ever since. It's all I ever do. All day and all night sometimes. It was hard to get going, but once I did, I couldn't stop. I'm like a machine, and nothing else matters.
Guys, I'm selling my board.
No.
I don't have time to surf. I need to focus on my writing.
What?
My friends think I've lost my mind.
He's lost his mind. Let's get lit and go jump off the roof of my house. Now you're talking.
I need some feedback, and there's no one here to help me.
Got your story here, Sean. Wow.
I have the sneaking suspicion that my English teacher is illiterate.
I noticed you used a lot of big words. Nice. Good for you. It was a little long, so I didn't read the whole thing, but... who cares, because I gave you an A.
My brother Lance is perpetually recovering from the night before.
I'm sorry, I don't feel good.
My girlfriend is the only one who's actually read my work, but she's always so positive it's hard to take her seriously.
It's like the best story I've ever read.
Really?
It's funny and original. I mean, I think it could be a movie.
I don't know if Orange County is the best environment for an aspiring writer. So, I'm applying to Stanford to study with you.
You are a shoo-in.
Do you think I should apply to some safety schools?
No need. Don't you be a scaredy cat. There's no doubt in my mind that you're going to go to Berkeley.
Stanford.
Yes, Stanford is where you're going, mister.
I'm sending you a copy of my story. Hopefully, with your wisdom and guidance, I will one day be a real writer.
I look forward to seeing you in the fall, Mr. Skinner. Your greatest admirer, Sean Brumder.
Adjectives on the typewriter. He moves his words like a prize fighter. The frenzied pace of the mind inside the cell. The man on the street might just as well be. The man on the street might just as well. The man on the street might just as well be. Tight job, stay it out, stay it out. But the white paint, plastic face, stay it out, 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 say somebody. We got to stay it out.
Watch it, man.
What are you doing lying here?
Oh, my parole officer wants to give me a drug test. I need your urine. Because, of course, I'm gonna piss.
Yeah.
Awesome, man.
Bob? Don't yell at me!
Bob, are you okay? Bob! Hey, Bob! Something's wrong with Bob. Did you feed him his pills today?
I don't know. Is he okay?
You gotta remember to feed him his pills, Mom.
Lupe! Okay. Did you keep off his pills?
I'm not a nurse.
Sean, you've got to get rid of her right now. Okay, baby? She has a bad attitude. And she's... You stole my Palm Pilot! You did? Admit it.
That's it. No, you did. Renuncio.
Lupe, por favor, no.
Esto es mi carrera, que yo hubiera tenido que aguantar toda esta mierda, pero ahora no. Ahora yo renuncio. Mi psiquiatra me ha dicho bien claramente que este es un ambiente negativo para mí.
Yo sé mi mamá está un poco loca, pero necesitamos tu ayuda. ¿Qué tal? ¿Te dobló el sueldo?
Yeah, it's over.
¿Se va a ver?
Ok, pero solo por ti... Porque si tu mamá se vuelve a meter conmigo por mi madre que le da una pata por el culo.
Muchas gracias.
What? What, Sean? What happened? What'd she say?
She's sorry. And she thinks you're an incredible lady. Hey, listen, Mom. When the mail comes, will you call me on my cell? Because I'm supposed to hear from Stanford today. Oh, come on. Don't get upset, Mom. All right? You knew this day was going to come. I'm just going to college. It's not like I'm leaving the planet. Mom, get a grip.
No, I won't. Going back to bed.
Charlie, check this out, man. You gotta help us out, okay?
Don't call me a punk. Don't call me a punk. I know you're gonna say, Sean, you remember the night we all went golfing? I paid for everyone.
Dude, who paid for parking
over here?
Bro, who paid? Her or Amigo, bro?
For anything in your sorry life,
okay? Yeah, of course you don't remember what someone else did. Whatever you pay, it's like, stop the press.
Hey, did you guys know that it's April 15th? A year ago today, Lonnie died.
No way, dude, that's true.
I can't believe it's been a whole year.
Well, I was thinking that, you know, maybe we should do something in his memory.
Yeah. We should pull a killer prank. We should go jump off something, dudes.
Yeah, bro, or blow something up.
Hey, maybe we should go on down to Emerald Cove and have a little surf in Lonnie's memory.
Dude, Sean doesn't surf anymore, stupid.
Oh, yeah, I forgot he doesn't surf or skate or pick his
butt,
dude.
Boy, now whatever
he does.
Yeah,
what's up, Dr. Zeus, Cat in the Hat?
Principal Harbert, as you may know, there was an oil spill last week off the coast of Redondo, and today's paper just says hundreds of seagulls have been affected. So I propose a school-sponsored fundraiser with all the proceeds going to the Seagull Rehabilitation Fund. As the community service leader, I think we would be morally remiss if we did nothing for these seagulls.
Fine. One more. Last one. After this, we let all sick and endangered animals die horrible deaths. Agreed? Now, people, June is just around the corner. Let's talk graduation speakers. Ideas?
Toni Morrison. She's in town that same weekend for a book signing. She's won the Nobel Prize.
Interesting. Dana, didn't you say you have a cousin who's friends with Britney Spears?
Yeah, best friends.
Now, when I say Romeo and Juliet, who comes to mind?
Dana?
Claire Danes.
That's right, Claire Danes. Who else?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Right? Who else? Well, you know, someone else was involved in that movie who in some ways is as famous as Leonardo DiCaprio. And his name's William Shakespeare. And some great movies are based on his plays. Hamlet. West Side Story. The Talented Mr. Ripley. Waterworld. Gladiator. Chocolat.
Mr. Burke, as you know, my boyfriend drowned in a surfing accident. I don't think I can handle Romeo and Juliet right now, emotionally.
Tanya Atlani died a year ago.
Well, sometimes it takes decades to recover from a tragedy like this.
You only went out with him for 2 weeks.
Tanya, your mom's outside. She said you're going to Stanford. Oh!
Let it shine, oh, let it shine. Let it shine, oh, let it shine. Let it shine, oh, let it shine. Let it shine, oh, let it shine.
Miss Grande, you and Miss Sandy
Hello.
Hey, Lance, can you do me a favor?
Who are you looking for?
It's Sean.
Sean, pick up the phone!
You and your daughter.
Right.
When did you connect?
He's not here. What?
Lance, will you please just go to the door and tell me if the mail's there? I'm begging you.
Fine, fine. Do I have to turn on your computer?
No. Just go to the front door. If the mail would be in the mailbox.
Okay. You owe me one, buddy. Yeah, it's here.
Now I'm on my way.
Are you sitting on it? Oh, dude, I see it on the floor. Push him.
Bob? Bob, I'm moving your chair.
This is it. This is my future right here in this envelope.
Hey, you're blocking the tube.
Oh, sorry. We regret to inform you that your application to Stanford University was not accepted. Wait, what? I didn't get in.
I didn't get in?
What?
I don't get it.
No. I don't understand.
You're overreacting, dude. I didn't get into college, and check me out. I'm kick-ass.
Sean? Sean? What's wrong?
Something horrible's happened.
Is Bob dead? Did something break?
Got rejected from Stanford.
Oh. Oh, Sean. Oh, baby, I'm sorry. It's okay. I'm so sorry. You're just going to have to go somewhere closer to home, that's all. And you get to keep living here with Lance and Bob and me.
Today has come.
Okay, and are you a student here?
Yes, I'm a student here. I'm Sean Brumner. I'm the class president.
And you didn't get into Stanford? Too bad. Tough break. Where else did you apply?
Nowhere. You told me I was a shoo-in.
Nowhere? Not even a safety school?
You said shoo-in.
Let's calm down. Let's see what we can do. I'm just going to pull up your file. Well, looks here like your GPA is, what, 2.5 and your SATs combined are 940? No, no, that's low.
940? No, 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 no. I had a 1520.
No, it says 940.
That's not my transcript. That's Shane Brainerd's transcript.
And you are?
Sean Brumder. No. No, you didn't. You couldn't have. You sent in the wrong transcript?
What's up, Shane?
You guys, I got into Stanford.
Cool. I played this joke and it hit me. I'm freaking out.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
You just don't throw accusations around here. This is nobody's fault.
Yes, it is. It's your fault.
You know you're screeching at me.
Because you are a moron. Now listen to me, lady.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm going. Oh. Oh.
Call Red. Call Red. Call 911. Call Red. Call 911.
Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Such a sexy, pretty little thing. This April bitch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gives me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. But I'm rising, in her eyes and her looks to kill. Time is passing, I'm asking, could you be real?
Hey, watch it!
I can't hold still, the only thing I really know is she got
sex appeal. I got a dick! Too much is never enough.
I gotta get out of here.
I gotta get out of Orange County.
Sean, where are you going?
I'm going to my dad's. All right. I'm gonna go in there and I'm gonna say to my dad that he abandoned our family, and if he wants to make it up to me, well, then he can start now by making a massive donation to Stanford.
Sean, okay, remember when all the sea lions kept beaching themselves in Corona Del Mar and nobody was doing anything about it? Well, me getting all hysterical didn't help anything.
This is it, Ashley. I'm gonna tell my dad that I want to be a writer.
Hey, good luck.
Thanks.
Who are you?
I'm Sean. I'm your brother. What are you sucking on?
I pooty.
Ah. Well, aren't you a little old for a pooty?
Bam!
Jake, what did you just do? Go pick up your pooty or you're going to get a timeout, mister.
No.
Pick up your pooty.
No.
That's it. Rosa, take Jake upstairs and give him some Ritalin. I don't like your attitude.
I don't like your attitude.
you. You look great. Really filled out. Your arms. And your chest. You been working out?
No.
Bud is getting so fat. You should really talk to him. He's gonna have a heart attack. Plus, he's fat.
God damn it! Are you trying to ruin me?
Yeah, where is my dad?
If you do this, I will eat your face!
Come, my lady. Come, my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar, baby. My lady.
Oh, puppy! Oh, God! Oh, my God, puppy!
A writer? What do you have to write about? You're not oppressed. You're not gay.
Not all writers are gay.
Yeah, well, they're all poor, I can tell you that.
It's not true. What about Tom Clancy, Stephen King, Anne Rice?
Three people in the history of literature!
Well, the truth is, I don't care about making money.
Sean, I have a burst blood vessel in my brain. I could die at any moment. But I keep plugging away, day after day, because I want to leave you with something special. A business. A legacy.
I want my money.
Hey, pal, control yourself. Can you give me that thing?
I want my booty.
Where's your mother? Rosa, will you get in here?
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm coming.
Rosa! Can you get him out of here? Doesn't he need a nap?
Come here, Jake.
We want him to earn some limits. Sean. This is my life's work here. When I started out, I had nothing. Now look at me. I've got 8.5 million square feet in Irvine alone. It's a goddamn empire, and I want to leave it to you.
When?
This is the life I want for you.
Yeah, but what about what I want?
You want to be a writer? Well, before that, you wanted to be a professional surfer, so it's a little hard to take you seriously, Sean.
Fine. I don't want your money.
But just for the record, Dad, you've never done anything for me. It's always been about you.
What the f-
It's over. I should just drive my car into the ocean and get it over with.
Sean, don't say that. He was running across PCH. He didn't have a tag. Was I going to leave him there? No. I mean, he'd get killed. Sean, I have something to confess.
What?
You know how you told me that every night before you go to bed, you pray that you get into Stanford?
Yeah.
Well, the other night I prayed for something, too.
What?
I prayed that you wouldn't get into Stanford.
Why?
Well, I didn't really think it was going to work. And I was just sitting here thinking, whoa, my prayer was answered, and I should be happy. I mean, I got into OCU, and now maybe you can go to OCU too, and you can study creative writing, and I can study marine biology, and we can be together. But then I just started feeling really guilty. I mean, this was your dream, and I'm just being selfish. I just feel awful.
No, Ashley, this is not your fault.
Well, I at least want to try and make it up to you.
Thanks, but I really don't think there's anything you can do.
Well, maybe there is. Tanya's grandfather's on the board at Stanford. And Tanya's my friend. So maybe she can help us.
My grandfather is not going to bend over backwards for just anyone. Tanya, please, can't you just help us?
Can't you see I'm busy?
Why don't you go check on the dog? Give him some water, okay? I'll take care of this. Tanya! We need to have a little chat. Excuse me. Look, Sean's my boyfriend, and I would do anything for him. Even if that means breaking a promise to you.
What promise?
Halloween. Dana's little brother.
Oh.
knows about that.
Maybe.
They don't know about Lonnie's memorial.
I miss Lonnie.
Me too. Hey, I miss Lonnie too.
But Ashley, you promised. What about prom night? Hi, Grammy. It's Tanya. Hi, how are you? Yeah, is Grandpa there?
You are so awesome.
Hey, we should go.
Yeah.
Tanya's grandfather wants to meet you in person.
I want to meet him.
Yeah, he and his wife are going to come by our house at 5.
My house?
Yeah.
Do you know who lives at my house?
Yeah, that's right, Lupe. It just covers the whole head.
Who are you?
I'm your wife, Cindy. We met in Maui. Hey, Sean, look, Bob's still bleeding. What's this? Oh, what is... Oh, my God.
Oh, he likes you.
Yes. We found him on PCH. Remember?
We'll get him out of the house. I don't allow dogs in here.
Oh, but he's so cute.
Call Humane Society. They'll have them put to sleep for you.
Hey, Ash, don't you think we should put out some, like, cheese and crackers or something?
God, they're going to be here in, like, 15 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
Who's coming?
Mom, you might want to put on something more, you know.
More what? More what? What's going on?
Okay, sit down, okay? Sit. Don't be nervous, but someone very important is coming over to the house, and he's bringing his wife, and if he likes me, he's going to get me into Stanford.
They're coming over now?
Yeah, they're going to be here in a couple of minutes.
Sean, the house is a mess, and Bob is bleeding, and you cannot expect me to drop everything I'm doing and just entertain these strangers.
Drop what? What were you doing? Look, this is my last chance to get into Stanford.
I know, honey, and it's not a good day for me.
Yeah, but I have to go to college.
Why?
Because that's what you do after high school. Please don't do this to me, all right? Please don't sabotage me, because every time I try to depend on you, you start acting like a total lunatic.
Oh, Sean. Oh.
Mom? Mom? I'm sorry.
So now I'm a bad mother.
No, you're not. Will you please just put on some clothes?
I sacrificed a lot for you, Sean. I sacrificed Damien for you.
Your tennis instructor.
He was beautiful and Serbian. And when your father left, I almost married him. And if I had, we'd be living in a condo, clipping coupons, and eating lunch meat. So I didn't. I married Bob for you. I had sex with Bob 4 times for you. So how can you say I'm a bad mother?
I'm not saying that. Mom, you know that money can't buy happiness.
Oh, grow up. Yes, it can.
You and Dad both have money and you're both miserable.
He's miserable? Sean, did he say that?
Mom, this is the most decisive day of my life. And all I am asking for is 1 hour. 1 hour with no big scenes and no nervous breakdowns and no Meryl Streep impressions. Just 1 hour where you act like a normal, loving parent. Can you do this for me?
Oh, Sean. Yes, I can.
Thank you, Mom.
But I'll need a glass of wine. There's some Chardonnay in the fridge.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll be right back. Don't move. Oh, Ash, I'm really nervous.
Don't be. Everything's going to be fine. Natalie!
Lance! Some very important people are coming over to the house, so I need you to stay in your room.
Why?
Because you're an embarrassment.
Oh, okay.
Sean.
Sean.
Mom, they're here.
I look like a piñata.
Yeah, you look great. Just remember what I said. No big drunken scenes, okay? Okay, Lupe's with Bob, Lance is in his room, and Mom is dressed. How do I look?
Very handsome. No, just be yourself.
Okay. Okay, come on.
You must be Sean.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Mr. Gantner, please come in. Mrs. Gantner, thank you so much for coming. This is my girlfriend, Ashley.
Hi.
Hello, nice Ashley.
Oh, hi. Yes. Your friends with Tanya.
Tanya's very upset by your situation. I don't like it when my granddaughter is upset.
Tanya has Arthur wrapped around her little finger.
That's right.
Hello! Hello!
Hi.
Hello!
Hi, I'm Cindy Armand-Biegler.
Hello, I'm Arthur Gantner, my wife Vera.
How do you do?
Hello, welcome. Excuse me. Won't you please make yourselves at home?
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
So, Sean, tell us about yourself.
I'm a National Merit Scholar, straight-A student, and I want to be a writer.
Do you like John Grisham? I sure do.
Sean's also our class president, and he was the representative at our Model UN.
Yeah, he's a fabulous kid, Mr. Gantner.
Arthur, please, call me Arthur.
Even as a little boy, he was so smart. I miss those days. Yeah, last few years have been really hard. I helped my former husband start his business, and as soon as he gets a little money, he starts screwing around on me.
Oh, my goodness.
They left me for a 20-year-old he met at the gym.
Oh.
Yeah. I walked in on them at a motel in La Jolla. Just got him naked and handcuffed to the bed. So we divorced. I married. Then this new one, Bob... he starts falling apart, and it's just one shit storm after the other.
Yo, bro, we heard you tried to kill Mrs. Cobb.
Yes.
Are you on a violent rampage, dude?
You guys, what do you want?
All right, pal, check it out. We thought in Lonnie's memory, right? We could go down to Emerald Cove, and we could take his board, and we could, like, push it out into the ocean.
Yeah, or blow it up.
Right.
Dude, that sounds like a great idea, all right? And we'll do it, but I can't right now, because I got some very important people over, so...
Whoa. More important than us, huh?
No.
More important than Lonnie?
Of course not.
Yeah, right, bro. This is his birthday, man.
Yeah, man.
Like, his death birthday. Doesn't that mean anything to you?
You know what? Just go hang with your little vips, all
right? That's right, man. Sorry we intruded on your tea party.
Yeah, if you need us, we'll be out in the van, picking each other's butts.
Yeah.
Naked.
Huh?
So I visited Stanford in the fall. It's a beautiful campus.
Oh, isn't it lovely? We go up there for football games, and of course, Arthur is on the board, so...
Excuse me. Sorry. Sean, have you seen my piss? My parole officer called. He wants that piss. Because, man, I know I got it around here.
Lance, don't you see that we have company?
Oh, hey, so... Oh, there it is.
Oh, I am so sorry.
Okay, look. Someone's got to fill this up, or I'm going to jail. All right?
Jesus, get out of here.
Fine.
I'd like to propose a toast. Sean has been a wonderful son. And I want him to be happy. I'm gonna be alone.
Hey!
Oh,
hey!
Oh, dear God!
Jesus!
Mom, you didn't give Bob his medication. Excuse me for a minute. Where are Bob's pain pills?
Yeah!
No, this is Excedrin.
It's decoy. I put my stash in aspirin bottles. Yellow are painkillers. They go in the Excedrin.
Lance, listen to me, all right? I need Bob's pain pills.
Bob doesn't have any pain pills.
Yes, he does.
Not anymore. I sold them, but these are good.
What? No.
Wait, yellow are not painkillers. What are they? Just speed.
No,
they're the X. The painkillers are in the Tylenol. Give him one of these. It'll knock him right out.
Thanks. Wait, please, Mr. Gander, where are you going?
People are sick. Your mothers are drunk. Your brother's a pervert.
Shame on you for abusing an old man.
He's fine. Terry's fine, Bob.
Look, I know how this looks, all right? But I do everything I can for Bob. I love Bob.
Stanford is for the best and the brightest, the future leaders of America. You'll never go to Stanford as long as I have a breath in my body. Watch your fingers.
For a ride, Bob.
Should sue, man. This isn't right. Sue the school.
Shut up, Lance.
Or you know what? Just go to Stanford anyway. Go up there and take the classes. Don't take no for an answer. Just say, hey, I'm going here. Kiss my ass.
That's actually a good idea.
What is?
I should go up to Stanford. If I talk with the dean of admissions face to face and tell him my situation, he's got to let me in.
I can get you there in 3 hours. Stanford, buddy. I know it!
Thanks, man.
I have a question for you.
No.
I got something to say. I'm gonna do something with my life.
Yeah, man. Good.
Dude, I got these ideas. I got so many ideas burning through my skull, buddy. Like, I don't know, like hats and shirts. Like Stussy.
Do you know what? Stussy got started out making
hats and shirts for surfers in Hawaii.
Now he's like a millionaire. He parties in Hawaii 24/7, buddy.
And I could do something like that. Don't you think, Sean?
Yeah.
Like a fucking shirt that says loser. Or, I don't know. Like I have to talk to the hand, or something like that, man. Those would sell. Or I got these ideas, like a hat, a big old hat, that go, you know? It's gonna go.
Watch the road, dumbass.
People have written me off, man. Did you know that? People have written me off. Like Dad, for one.
Hey, just keep your eyes on the road,
dude. I'm gonna have the last laugh. Because here's why. Some little chumps go to college. Some little chumps stay home. Some little chumps eat roast beef. Some little chumps have none. But this little chump's gonna cry wee 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 all the way to the business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I love you, dude.
I love you too, buddy.
We don't say it enough. We don't say it enough. No. And it's true. And it's not the drugs, buddy.
I need to talk to the Dean of Admissions.
Well, it's 10:30 at night, so he's not here right now.
Well, I know, but you see, this is an emergency.
Yeah, I'm sure. You'll have to come back tomorrow, though.
Could you maybe just give us his phone number?
What? His phone number? Please, you guys, cut me some slack. Come back tomorrow, all right? We're closed, okay?
It's such crap. It is such crap.
Sean, screw her. You know what? Screw her. Are you cold? You want my jacket?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Man! She thinks she's so smart because she goes to Stanford? Well, I'm smart, too. You watch. I'm going to pull a MacGyver. I will break in through a window. I'll look around and find a... What do you call that thing? Directory. You stay here. I'm going to be back 15 minutes with the directory. Reconnoiter, 15.
Well, the dean's probably listed. You could just call information.
Hey, cutie.
What do you want?
Well, the question is, what do you want?
Listen, do you want me to call public safety?
Do you want me to get naked and start the revolution?
I'll take that as a maybe.
Yes?
Hi, Mr. Durkin.
Yeah?
You're such a liar!
Girls, Gina, Stephanie, I told you, knock it off.
Dad, Stephanie stole my flip-flop.
So deal with it, Gina. Go. Yes?
Hi, I'm Sean Brumner. I need to talk to you about my application.
It's late. I gotta get up for a 7 o'clock flight.
But there's been a big mistake.
I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do. Good night. Yes?
Hi, Mr. Durkett. Look, we drove all the way here from Orange County. And can't you just give us 5 minutes of your time? Please?
Okay. You have 5 minutes. Go.
Okay. Stanford University was my first choice, all right? In fact, I didn't even apply to any other schools, but my college counselor sent you the wrong transcript.
Show me your transcript.
I left it in the car. I'm just going to go get it. It's just going to take 2 seconds. Please don't go anywhere.
Okay.
Don!
What?
Where are our bathing suits?
There's a dive bag, a green mesh dive bag on the floor of my closet. Just look in there, all right?
Who are these people? Get rid of them.
All right. Could I have one of those?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. My head is killing me.
Oh, take two or three.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right. You can just have the whole bottle.
Thank you.
Are you done down there? I need help closing my suitcase.
Okay, I'll be up in 5 minutes.
Jesus, you look like a beast. Where's Sean? I need to talk to him.
He's driving to Stanford. He's having a crisis, in case you didn't know.
I know all about it, thank you.
Yeah, you're such a good father. So good to your kids.
I need a drink. Do you have any beer, Coyote Ugly?
This is an excellent transcript. You should be very proud, but what can I tell you? If I'd had this by January 21st, you might have had a shot, but...
Don... I need you.
Excuse me. All right, now what is the big deal?
He's gonna say no.
Hey, don't let him say no. It's gonna be fine.
Okay. Thanks.
So what's up with your brother and aspirin? Does he, like, get a lot of headaches or what?
What does that smell? What am I sitting in?
Oh, relax. It's just urine.
You know, your son was being a real brat today. Real pain in the ass.
My son.
He said I was selfish. He said that everything's always about me.
He called me a drama queen. Said I was trying to sabotage him.
So, how's Bob?
How's what's her face?
She's sleeping around.
No.
I can't talk to her. She doesn't play tennis. She's not a good mother. She's not like you.
Want another beer?
Sometimes I leave the office at the end of the day, and I get into my car and head home. And 15 minutes later, I'm here. Parked in front of this house. It's annoying. It's totally out of my way. I made a mistake, and I'm tired of paying for it. I want you back.
You're such an asshole.
Which one is Worthing?
Excedrin?
Excedrin. Okay. Excedrin are pain pills.
Pain pills?
No! Oh my god!
What?
We just gave the Dean of Admissions 3 hits of...
Where were we?
Well, Mr. Durkett, to me, Stanford's not just a school, it's my entire reason for living. Every night before I went to bed, I'd pray that I'd get into Stanford. And I worked really hard, and when all my friends were out having fun, I stayed in and I studied.
That's good. That's what you have to do. 82%. Wait a second. I like you. What's your name?
Sean.
Sean? Sean, I like you. I do. I don't know why. I just like you.
Thanks.
I feel so good. Is it me, or is it like hotter than hell in here?
Hey, can you help me?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes, I can. No. There's no time. I'm leaving. Going to Bali. Going to Bali with my family. I love them so much. I need water, or I need to lie down.
Hey, before you do that,
Sean, you're my same height. That is neat.
Yeah, it is. Hey, listen, let's go to your office, and you can add my name to the acceptance list before you leave for Bali.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Yeah. Oh, man. The lights are, like, vivid.
Well, it's a beautiful night.
You're so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, I really appreciate this.
That's okay, Sean, because I... feel like I've known you forever.
Hey!
I have a confession. I never went to college.
It's overrated.
My brother wants to go here next year.
Well, I hope he's on this list.
What's that?
The list of people they've accepted.
They rejected him, the jerks.
Don't do that.
When I was little, I was a total pyro.
I was too.
Ooh.
that out, man. Put it out.
Whoa.
Who are you people?
I'm Sean Brumner. You're going to help me get into Stanford, and we're at your office.
Oh my God!
Do me a favor, back that engine out. We got a knockdown.
Okay.
It's a negative story, Julio. I need you to wedge that popper.
Yep.
Hey.
Hey.
What's your name?
Joe.
John.
What is it?
Joe John.
Name's Joe John?
Johnston. Johnston. Joe.
You want to tell me what happened here?
Dude, it's a fire. I don't know. I came by. I was checking out the fire.
Well, that lady, Mona, she said that you two were in the building when the fire started.
Yeah, she's a liar, because I don't know her, so whatever she says is a lie, so...
Okay, so you're saying you weren't in the building with that woman?
No, not I. All right. She started it, all right? Because she was like, I hate my job, I'm going to burn this mother down. And I said, you better not. You better not.
She said it was an electrical fire.
It was. It was a total electrical fire. It was like the switches had sparks coming out and the sockets, and it's like the 4th of July, man.
Why aren't you wearing your pants, Joe?
I tripped, and then I had to take them off to run faster out of the flames.
I think I nailed some smoke. Will you excuse me one second? I'll be right back.
You got a sprinter, 5'5", no pants, unkempt, portly.
You'll be fine.
Wait a second, Mr. Durkett.
This guy thinks he's the dean of admission.
Sean. So psychedelic. Buddy, I light one match and the building blows up.
Well, I was just trying to help you, bro.
By setting the building on fire?
I was high.
You're always high. You're a drugged out loser. You think you're going to create a t-shirt company? You can't even dress yourself.
Harsh.
Sean, I'm so sorry.
I should have seen this coming. The one day I need my family to come through for me, they end up doing what they always do. My father goes ballistic, my mother gets plastered, and my brother burns down a building. It's like they've all come together in some evil conspiracy to prevent me from getting anywhere.
Is that what you think?
What else am I supposed to think?
You know, I really believed that you wanted to go to Stanford because you wanted to study with Marcus Skinner. That's not it, is it?
What are you talking about?
You want to run away. You want to be free of everybody. And you think by coming up here, you're going to meet people that are smarter and saner and better. You know, if you went to Stanford, that'd be the end of us. And it doesn't seem to me like that thought's ever crossed your mind.
Oh, Ashley, come on.
Sean, I'm sorry you didn't get into Stanford. But if you think that going here is the only way you can be the person you want to be, then I just feel sorry for you.
you doing in that bathroom?
I'm not going to lie to you, Krista.
Did you sleep with your ex-wife? Ugh.
I want a divorce.
Really?
You can have the house.
Really? What about Jake?
I thought we could share custody.
Okay, great. Hey, but listen, can you take him tonight? Because there's this new club in Newport that's supposed to be totally bitchin'.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, bud. So you have my pager number and my cell phone number. If you need me, just call me. And I think this is a great idea.
Good.
Later.
Later.
Familiar. Are you a freshman? Or?
No, not even. I'm still in high school.
Oh, did you apply to Stanford? Or?
No. I'm going to Orange County University. That's where I'm from, Orange County.
Really? I've heard of Orange County.
Yeah, I love it there. The weather's great. People are nice. I really want to be a marine biologist, so it's really the perfect place for me to study. Uh-huh. So what about you?
I'm a comparative literature major. Yeah, I want to be a writer. Fiction, poetry, screenplays, whatever, you know. I actually have an idea for a TV show. It's about vampires, ostensibly, you know. But underneath,
it's actually about the reunification of Germany.
But it's funny, I mean.
Yeah, my boyfriend wants to be a writer, too.
Your boyfriend?
Yeah, Sean. He's really talented. He wrote this great story about growing up in Orange County, and it's just really funny and smart, but I mean, it doesn't really matter what I think, so.
Why not?
Sean?
Hey, what's up?
Is this your boyfriend?
What are you, like, spying on me?
No! I was just up on the balcony, and, yeah, I was spying on you. Ow! Who's this?
I'm Kip.
Yeah, Kip, let's go inside where we can be alone.
Oh, come on, Ash! Ashley!
Mr. Skinner? Hi.
Hi.
You're Marcus Skinner.
You're a good writer.
Thank you.
I'm obsessed with you, Mr. Skinner. Not in a sexual way or a romantic way or anything like that. Just, your writing. I'm Sean Brunder. I wrote you a letter a couple of months ago, and I sent you one of my stories.
Orange County.
Yeah. Yeah, wait, did you read it?
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's a great story.
I can't, I'm sorry, it's been a long day. Could you just say that, what you just said, just one more time?
It's a great story. I really enjoyed it.
Mr. Skinner, dude, you have no idea what that means to me.
Characters are unique. Well drawn. The mother. Drunk. Arguing with all the maids. The brother always passing out everywhere. And I love the girlfriend, the bleeding heart animal freak. She was my favorite. Yeah, you really love your characters. It comes through in the writing.
Thank you. I never really thought about it that way.
Yeah, my only criticism...
Yes. Oh, please. It's what I need.
You need an ending.
I know. I know. I don't know how to end it.
You should figure that out. Maybe I can help you.
Well, I couldn't get into Stanford. Yeah, so that means I can't work with you. I want to be a good writer, Mr. Skinner, but I'm just afraid that if I don't get out of Orange County, it's never gonna happen.
You don't have to be afraid of that, Sean. You are a good writer. And every good writer has a conflicted relationship with the place where he grew up. Joyce, Faulkner, Tolstoy. And that's what I remember loving about your story. It's very conflicted. Because at the beginning you think these people are doomed. I mean, this family is heading for disaster. And then, as you read on, you see that there exist beneath the surface these very real connections, these deep relationships. What I took from your story is this, that even in a world where people can be superficial and stupid and selfish, there's still hope. Was that the message you were trying for?
Thank you.
Lance!
I'm sorry. Shh. Ow. Okay, it's just a nick.
Oh. Dude, you will never believe who I just met.
Who?
Marcus Skinner.
I met Marcus Skinner. What? Who?
The writer.
Okay.
He liked my story. He liked my story.
Shut up. That's awesome, but I am going to prison.
What?
Yes, some cops are right on my ass. Now listen, I've been thinking about it. We are going to Mexico, buddy, right now.
Oh, Lance.
Please.
Okay, all right, fine. We're leaving. We're leaving. But we gotta get Ashley first.
No, I'm sorry. No, that's not in the car, Joseph. Listen, she'll be fine. Just forget about her. Some dude will pick her up and give her a nice bed to sleep in.
Lance?
Okay, we will go and get her, but you gotta follow me, because I am an expert at escaping. Let's go fast escape. Fast escapes are my expertise. Come on.
Be careful.
Follow me.
Lance, are you okay?
Go get the Bronco, Sean. And come back for me.
Okay.
Dude! Promise me, dude.
Yeah, I promise.
The whole time, I'm thinking it's the alternator. My bro says to me, no, bro. It's the carburetor. And it turned out he was right.
Ashley! Would you get in the car?
I'm mad at you, remember?
I know, but can we talk about it in the car, please?
Hey, you heard her. Okay, why don't you leave her alone?
Hey, butt out, dude. Ashley, get in the car right now. Get in the car.
No.
Sean, apologize to her. Tell her you're sorry.
I'm sorry!
Dude, come on. Say it like you mean it.
Ashley! I'm so sorry!
Now tell her you love her. Tell her you love her.
I love you! I love you so much!
Good. You loved him, he loved you. Damn Bronto! Ashley, now! Now! Now!
Kip, it was really nice to meet you.
Get in the car!
Gonna be able to hear anything? He's passed out. He's not gonna wake up, I promise. Okay, you don't believe me? Lance! Lance! See? Nothing. He's out cold, like a light. Come on.
He'll be fine, I promise. That's it.
Clearly, you're not an expert on negotiations, so let me just walk you through this. You come in with a proposal that's over the top. You want a new gymnasium, $40 million. Then I counter with a low-ball offer, like $2,000 for a medicine ball.
That is absurd and offensive.
What?
It's offensive, sir. Stanford University doesn't...
No.
They already have a medicine ball.
No, you're not hearing me.
No, sir. I believe it's you who's not hearing
me. You're not hearing me!
Hey. Drink your milk.
I don't want milk. I want my pootie.
Well, your pootie's been retired. You're a little big for... Where are you going? What? You don't want the milk? Fine. You want some juice? Yes. Okay. Why don't you go to the fridge, open it up, and get yourself some. And get some for me while you're at it. Well, you're helpful. Finally. Some help around here.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hey, what's up, dude? Hey, dude, check this out. Last night, we're at this party, and little Arlo here, he decides to, like, profess his undying love for me. Did I tell you as a fruitcake or what?
Bro, that's not true. This is the real story, dude. Chad crashed at my house, right? And I woke up in the night, he was fondling my...
Dude, I lost my keys. I was looking for them.
You guys want to come in?
All right.
Jake.
Yo.
What are you doing here?
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Bob.
How was your trip?
It was okay.
Now just come back with an offer.
Yeah, well, we don't have to dot the I's and cross the T's. You have your people, I have my people. I'll call you back. My kids just walked in the door.
Hi, guys.
Dad, what? Mom, what is going on?
Sean? Lance? Something happened last night.
Your mother and I,
you banged Mom?
That's not the word I would use, but, yes, we came together.
Are you serious?
Guess what else we did?
I've been on the phone all morning with Stanford. Your mother and I donated the money for a new admissions building. I guess the old one burned down.
We got you into Stanford, Sean.
You did that for me?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, bro, way to go, man.
You're stoked, dude.
Yeah! Stanford!
Congratulations, Sean. That is awesome.
I was sitting in a cabin movie with my hands on my chin. All the violence that occurred seemed like we never.
I was just up in my room, thinking about Faulkner, and, wondering if he had left the South, would he have ever written A Light in August? Or what if James Joyce had left Ireland? Well, I mean, he did leave Ireland, but not in his heart. And do you see what I'm getting at here? I don't need to go to Stanford to be a writer. All I need are the people who inspire me, like my friends and my family and you. So I'm gonna stay. I'm gonna stay in Orange County.
What?
Dear Mr. Skinner, I'm writing you to say thank you for all your words of wisdom. It took me a while, but I finally realized Orange County is the perfect environment for an aspiring writer. Today I went down to the beach with a copy of your book. I left it there by the water. Maybe another mixed-up kid will stumble upon it. And maybe it'll change his life like it changed mine. Later, Mr. Skinner. Yours truly, Sean Brumder.
You
Dude,
come on.
Don't touch. I'm lighting the fire, okay? It was my idea, and you're an idiot.
You're gonna blow off your hand. Just give me the lighter.
No, dude. Lonnie would have wanted me to blow up his pearl. Lonnie thought you were a tool, okay? Lonnie thought you were a fool, dude.
Hey, guys. What are you doing?
We're gonna blow up Lonnie's board, man. It's gonna be explosive.
Dude, you got so many M80s. It's gonna be like 4th of July.
Doing.
I'm going surfing!
Alright!
California.